Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To Nobody Panic. I'd like to buy a house, but I still want to share it.
With me?
No.
Okay.
With someone. I don't really understand. This is a podcast where we do how-tos. I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa. Hello.
Hello. And we have someone with us who's going to talk to us about shared ownership. It's Lola Rose Maxwell.
Hi, guys.
We've never met before.
No, we've never met. I'm a big fan, though.
I'm a big fan. You've got so much riz.
Thank you. I don't actually know what that is.
It's charisma, apparently.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay. Can you cut that out? I know what that is.
I think that's nice. It's important to keep it fresh and raw, vulnerable and honest, so people immediately when they're listening know we can trust her.
Can I say something, actually?
Yeah. Imagine you'll say many things.
I actually listen to this podcast all the time. Like when it first came out as the debrief, and then when it changed to Nobody Panic, and I listened to your book and I loved it. And then me and Stevie, isn't it?
Yes.
Became very good friends, and I don't listen to it anymore because it feels weird now.
I understand that.
But it's a big honour for me to be on this because I think it's such a great podcast, and I think you guys are just brilliant.
If you're thinking, correct, I do recognise that voice from where? You'll have seen Lola and Stevie do their amazing and viral sketches.
Thanks, Tessa.
Full of viruses.
I'm enchanted STDs. To hear that the bickering men in the comments, one of whom furiously was arguing with the other men, saying, no, it's not two women, that it's one woman wearing a wig, which I love so much.
But really which like one?
But which one?
Yeah,
which one does he think
we'll
is...
We'll never know. No, we'll never know.
So
like, you will have also, if you're thinking, if you're watching this on a video and you're thinking like,
have we been
recognised? A bit, yeah.
But we won't tell you where the cameras are, so you'll never know.
Lola's also, you can see her on Starstruck, yeah. Excellent rom-com series. You are banging on you're banging on Starstruck. Lola recently bought a flat and I'm absolutely obsessed with talking to her about it. I haven't said anything because I'm so jealous. So I really want to discuss this. But also before we start anything, Lola is doing an improvised play at the Arcola. It's the coolest London theatre. The play is completely improvised. You did it at the Royal Court, didn't you? And it was like... It was amazing.
Sold out show at the Royal Court. It's really great. We get the title of the play, the location of the play, and the decade the play is set from the audience. And then we improvise a two-hander for 60 to 70 minutes.
How incredible.
It is really fun. And it is pure improv.
So it sounds fantastic.
So
do you know
excited.
What else sounds fantastic?
What?
Your new shared ownership.
Yes.
So you've recently bought a flat.
I have.
Do you feel electric?
I really do. So I really feel amazing. And literally every day I'm looking out of my floor to ceiling windows being like,
are they floor
I can't believe I own 25% of these windows.
That one's mine.
That one's mine. That one's not mine.
Now we've discussed the house buying process on a podcast before. And we address the topic of shared ownership, to which I say, you know what, Stevie? I don't know. So here we are.
Yes, okay, perfect. So
couldn't be more thrilled.
I split it into three sections to make it palatable.
Great.
Oh, wow. Already. What a professional.
Because the thing is, it is very complicated. And I think the first thing you need to do is decide if it's right for you. I actually have created a small quiz. First question. Mm-hmm. Do you like, it's multiple choice, by the way.
Oh my God, okay.
Do you like surprises? A, no. B, boo. That's yes.
Yeah.
Or C, Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Second question. Which Sex and the City boyfriend are you?
Okay, yeah.
A, Mr. Big. Can't remember the relevance of this. B, Aiden. Oh, yeah, no, I do remember.
Okay.
C, Robert Pattinson. He's not right. One, but I thought C is a sort of like, it will be revealed.
Okay. I thought Aiden was the first name of Mr. Big, so that's already a huge
surprise. Have you not seen it?
I'm halfway through season two.
Okay.
I've only just joined Sex and the
City. Aiden is handy. I don't doubt that it is.
He's nice. Nice boy, handy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
So Mr.
Whose boyfriend is he?
Sweet. Carrie. He's the nice one.
Okay, last question. You've been arrested for fraud and you need £10,000 to bail you out. Mm-hmm. Do you A, stay in jail? Do you B, call mum or your dad or your partner? Or C, William Shakespeare? One for the nerds.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I should have made that like £100,000. But anyway, all right. So what have you got, Stevie?
Okay, so I heard
mostly
A,
A's.
Mostly A's. Yeah, mostly A's. A and then B. So
Number one, C, Ryan Gosling. Number two, B, Aiden. Number three, C, William Shakespeare.
Great. Okay, so mostly C's mean you should listen more.
that's not
very
wrong.
Accurate.
It's not wrong.
Very accurate.
Mostly A's is you should do shared ownership.
Oh, no.
This has gone really well, this podcast.
Yeah, it's gone perfectly. Okay, right.
Okay, shall I explain why?
Yeah. No. I
don't think we can wrap it
Do you like surprises? This is one of the benefits of shared ownership over buying a house or a flat is you know what you're in for. Okay. Yes, it's potentially a little bit soulless. Yes, it looks the same as all the other ones in the building, but it's very unlikely you're going to suddenly have, oh, the roof doesn't work or the fireplace is full of rats.
I literally already live. I've only really ever lived in houses that you can buy for shared ownership.
True.
New build. Just don't ask anything
already
off me.
Already I've got questions.
Please.
Why no rats in the chimney?
There's no chimney
full of rats. My house riddled with asbestos.
It's because
they're new.
They should be, although I'll get onto this later because they're not all the same. They should be fairly well made. Like they are adhering to council regulations of the last 5 years rather than something that was built a very, very long time ago. That house something that was built a long time ago might be perfect. But it's about the surprises aspect. I think you know what you're in for. It might not be the best flat in the world, but you know what you're in for.
That is
my point.
Wow.
Tessa couldn't have known what she was in for less.
Couldn't know, the amount of surprises. What kind of thing? Asbestos in every bit. Roof leaking to shit. Rat in the chimney. Wasp's nest in the wall.
That's my worst fear.
Yeah, that's my worst fear.
For me, I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
You kept them there?
Yeah, friends. They pay a bit of rent. No. Somebody came, obviously, and got it, but
you were okay.
I didn't even tell Steve about it because I was like, don't mention the wasps.
Wherever you buy, there's nowhere's going to be perfect, like unless you're a multi-millionaire. So like you have to kind of pick, like, better the devil you know, I would say.
That is so interesting and wise.
Or I think in your case, if I may,
please,
you got the right flat for you.
100%.
Because you...
You quite like that stuff. I genuinely, I'm like, asbestos.
I've got a rat in the chimney. It's a good anecdote.
That's funny. Yeah. Let's learn to deal with it.
It is like, what kind of person are you? This actually kind of ties into question two as well, which is, which boyfriend do you like most in Sex and the City? Mr. Big, who is sort of rich and lives somewhere fairly swanky, or Aiden, who is good at DIY, as I know you are, Tessa, because I listened to that episode as well.
I'm not good, but I am an enthusiast.
Exactly. I've never put up a shelf. I've only put up a picture with those sticky things that you put on the wall, which are not supposed to take any paint off.
Perfect.
They do,
And I'm not good at it. And my boyfriend, God bless him, isn't good at it either.
Right.
And has a very, very stressful job. And it's just like not something we're interested in.
I was going to be like, as a builder. He hates it.
So if it's A, Mr. Big, you're like more like, I'll pay for someone to do that for me.
Yeah.
There is a premium on these shared ownership flats. I think they're probably priced a little bit higher than they should be.
When you say there's a premium, what do you mean?
They're probably priced a little bit higher than they should be.
Right, sorry.
I was about to ask the question, but I heard
learn to listen.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're a little bit more. Like, you're going to pay a bit more for a new shared ownership flat than you would for something in a masonette or something that was built a little bit further away ago in time.
Understood.
But I think that is because you're not going to have to do the majority of the stuff in the house.
Okay.
The walls are already up. The roof's there. Like, you've got a warranty. Yes, Stevie has a question.
How much can you decorate?
You can decorate as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can paint the walls. You can put loads of stuff up on the walls.
You can knock a wall through.
You can't do anything structural.
Interesting.
Is the thing. So you can't, yeah, you couldn't knock a wall through.
Caveat that to say that I suspect with a new build that somebody's taken the time to like think through where the walls should go.
Understood. And me going, maybe a wall there. Not the best place.
Not that through. You're like, that's the bathroom. Why?
Why not?
The walled off toilet.
I say, just kicking the wall down.
So when people knock through a wall, it's often to...
A bit of thought's gone into it.
Yeah, but like, so maybe it was a badly thought through, you know, or it's a very old, it's a 100-year-old house that's now like, okay, this is not really fit for purpose anymore. Let's knock this through. Whereas something that's built in the last year, someone's really taken the time to be like, this is a sensible layout for a house, right, and you don't need to be knocking those walls through.
Interesting.
Absolutely, but, right. But again, it's all about you and what you want.
Yeah.
And the last question, which is basically a nice way of saying like, can you rely on your parents for money? Which is why I'm surprised you answered B, to be honest.
Yeah, because I thought I'd panic so much and I'd just be like, please help! So
yeah,
it
wasn't a good question.
And they'd say, no.
Just and I'd be like,
okay, fair. But sorry.
It's literally just how much of a deposit do you have?
Yeah.
If you have a slightly less money in your bank account or savings, or you want to keep more liquid, then go for shared ownership because you can do a lower deposit. Having said that, and this is the boring bit.
Okay.
I think financially, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I did get an A star in maths GCSE.
That's not nothing.
It's not nothing, is it? I think at this present moment in time, because interest rates are so high, it has never made more sense to do shared ownership.
Right.
Because the amount I am paying in rent of the 75% is less than I would be paying on a mortgage for a house worth maybe 60% of what I've bought the flat for.
I've just lost.
Okay, so that's where you lost us. Right, so let's just circle back a little bit. Back where you spiral.
You used to be able to, and I'm going to throw out some random figures that don't, just to illustrate a point.
Yes.
But these are not right.
Okay.
I'm literally just making them up as I go.
Okay.
You used to be able to buy a flat, say, for like 500 grand, mm-hmm, right? And pay £1,000 a month, mm-hmm, because that was, the interest rates were lower.
When now, you mean they used to be like 100 years ago or like
No, like 5 years ago.
Right, sorry.
Because interest rates were like 2%.
2%.
Now, because they're more like, I think, 8. 5% or something. 8%. Or 8.
Tracker is, as in the current, something called the fixed rate tracker, which is in line with the Bank of England.
Yeah.
So it's constantly fluctuating, is currently at 8%.
Shit.
Which is deranged.
That's mad. And probably a bad deal, I would say.
I'm just telling you what the current Bank of England one is. And people have, you can be smart and try and do smart things, you wouldn't, I think, go less than like 5 at the moment.
Yeah, I think I'm paying 5 at the moment. So now if you were to, basically your monthly payments, mm-hmm, will be more because the interest rate is higher. So you think, oh, I bought a flat for £100,000. I'm paying off £1,000 a month. That's going to take me 100 years and I would have paid it back. No, because you're buying that flat for like 200 grand because of interest.
Right. Okay. The interest adds more to the final sum total that you
exactly
end up paying. Right.
So that means your monthly payment, a lot of that is interest.
Right, I see. Okay.
So you're either paying interest or you're paying rent.
I see. Mm. And with shared ownership?
You're paying rent and a little bit of interest.
Okay.
But less interest because your loan is less.
I see. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so basically, if I bought a place for 400 grand, my monthly, I wouldn't have been able to afford the monthly repayments.
Mm.
But because I bought a place that was actually worth more than that, the rent is 75% of it. The rent, which is like, I think about 800 quid a month, is way less than what I would be paying in interest.
I see. Yeah, that is the, whenever I've looked at shared ownership, like that's been the huge pull of it.
So may we spiral back even further?
Please.
To be like, who are you sharing it with?
The council.
Oh.
The council.
Yeah. So basically you pay your rent to the council and you pay your interest to the bank.
Okay, so let's say So we've got a block of flats. There are 100 flats in the block. Is
Love
that
it.
Too many?
No, that's probably, yeah, I think that's okay. probably about right.
And we've recently built this whole block brand new.
Okay.
So not, I'm asking, I'm not saying I'm asking.
Oh, yes. Yes. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, cool.
The council
where is
have.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
The council have built these flats.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice. And there's about 100 flats and no one's ever lived there.
They're exactly. All,
and people can just buy them up front? Or they only shared ownership in this?
So what they generally do, so I'm not the expert on this, but basically I think what happens is when the council or when a building company,
yeah.
say, Good. Apply to the council to be like, can we build this block of flats and you can manage them?
Right.
Because it's not literally like the admin team from the council going down and building them okay. brick by brick, you know? They will say the only way they're able to do that in that council is if enough of them are affordable housing. I think for my building, for instance, the first 5 floors are shared ownership. Everything above that is private ownership, which means you just buy it outright.
Got it.
If you buy shared ownership within a year, like well, actually pretty much the next day, if you wanted to, you can buy it outright if you've got the money.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's not like you're... tied into that.
Is that called staircasing?
It absolutely is, Stevie. Thanks for asking.
So what's staircasing? You're already in the house and then you...
Yeah, you might want to buy 50% of it. Like,
okay.
Rather, but what I would say, and this is what I got told and I believe to be true, if you're... What we did, we bought 25% because within the first 2 years, we're not 100% sure we want to live there for 15 years, 20 years. So we started at 25% because it's easier to sell at 25% or 100%. If you're going up to 50%, 60%, 75%, it's harder to sell to a new person.
Yeah, that was the thing. So I was, before when I was like, yeah, that attracted me to this shared ownership thing, I was really excited and I was like, I've hacked it. Like, I've actually hacked the system. No one knows about this. But then my friend who has done shared ownership was like, is unable to sell a flat, I think she actually has now, but she was just like, oh my God, it's a nightmare. But I think she's at 50%.
And why do people not like 50%?
I think basically in order to get approved for a mortgage and rent, like 25% is better than 50%. It's like easier to like get by the bank if you're a first time buyer.
So do you also have
sure.
a mortgage?
Yeah, so I have a mortgage for 25%.
Right.
And then I pay rent on 75%.
Okay, so the mortgage is totally separate to what you pay the council.
Exactly.
Okay, so, right, let's say that one of these, so you've got your 100 flats in the block, bottom 5 floors, all shared ownership,
yes.
and let's say they cost £100,000.
Lol.
Lol. And then they go for sale for £25,000. So
yeah.
you owe, and then the other £75,000, that's the council.
The council owns, yeah.
And do the council have to pay that money to the building people who made it?
It's a really good question. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Okay, so you get your mortgage for that 25,000 and then you are paying an extra and you're never paying off that 75 difference.
Not unless you staircase up.
And when you staircase up, is that you go through the process of remortgaging. So you get another mortgage again, but it's easier because you're not technically first time because you've already done it.
That's what people say.
Right.
I haven't staircased up. There's also a thing
here. You've been
here.
There 3 months. Why haven't you staircased?
There's also a thing here with stamp duty.
Oh, God.
Which makes my brain hurt. But basically, you don't have to pay stamp duty on a house that's I keep saying house when I say main flat. Always do that. On something, if you're a first-time buyer, you've got a bigger amount you don't have to pay stamp duty on.
Okay.
And if you're not a first-time buyer, so if you remortgaged, for instance, and moved to a new property, you'd have to pay stamp duty on more, like, basically you have to, it's
yes.
really hard to explain.
But you won't have to. I do remember
But basically, if you staircase up and up and up, you can get to 80% without paying any stamp duty at all.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the main thing is decide if it's right for you. If you're someone who has the same money coming in every month and not a huge amount of savings, shared ownership, I think, makes a bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
If interest rates stay where they are, I think it still makes a bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they go massively down, which fingers crossed, then I think it probably is a bit of a rip-off.
Right.
Okay, how come?
Because you'd be paying more rent than you would interest.
Okay.
So that rent you're paying to the council could be going to the bank as interest on a bigger loan.
That's where you want to be staircasing up so that that's you're where you paying want to be more money up. In. Right. God.
It feels like no matter what you do, unless you can get that
the man's going to fuck you up the arse.
Yeah, the man's going to fuck. Unless you've got £100,000 in cash in a bag ready to go to buy your house outright, you're going to have to be paying somebody for the help that they've given you.
Exactly.
So either you're going to be paying the bank to say thank you for this loan, or you're giving the council your rent money. So either way, there will be, you're setting fire to a large chunk of money every month that isn't your, you know, that goes to some, to nothing. I don't mean to nothing. I mean,
no,
like,
you're right.
This doesn't belong to you. You have to give it away to somebody, either as interest or as rent. And so it feels like if out and out mortgage of a £500,000 flat is completely, is absolutely out of this world, then maybe this is a, is an option.
Exactly. And with rents going the way they are, I'm paying less now than the one bedroom flat I moved out of has just been rented for.
It's just,
Our rent just keeps basically going up by like hundreds every time. And it's in March, it's going up by another like couple of hundred. And it's now become like, it's just a joke how much I pay. Like it's actually just, it's untenable. It's a good way of staying in London and getting.
I think so. Put it in real figures for you. Basically, I'm paying off, I think, £100 a month of the actual flat.
Right.
My outgoings are, I think, my flat and my mortgage is about 1700 a month,
right.
Maybe 1750 a month, including service charge, which we'll get onto. It's a two-bedroom flat in Walthamstow. My old flat was a one-bedroom flat in Walthamstow. I was paying 1350 a month. I moved out. It was rented within a week to somebody else at 1850 a month.
Yeah, that's what's happening, yeah.
So we're paying less.
Okay.
And I also think, just to caveat this, it's really unfair on people who are single.
Oh my God, it's impossible. Yeah. Because you get so much. Yeah. The, so you mentioned service charge. So you have to pay the service charge.
Yes. Right. So that, that is included in your financial assessment, like whether they will give you a mortgage or not. So they do an affordability assessment when you're applying for a mortgage. You probably covered this in your one, but basically it's like, how much can you afford to borrow?
Mm-hmm.
The service charge is included in that. So they're like assessing you how much you can pay a month out of your income. And they include the rent that you'll pay and the service charge that you'll pay.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This brings us on to the next section, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You've decided that you want to buy one. You decided it's the right choice. Go and see as many as possible.
Okay.
You will have to buy off plan because all the good ones go. That means before it's been built.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So you have to see a show flat.
Okay.
Which is their, like, best version of what the flat could be.
Right.
Do not be fooled by the show flat. They will show you a three-bedroom flat when you're buying a one-bedroom flat.
Okay.
They will show you it with the most beautiful furniture in. They will, like, it's gorgeous. And you're like, well, this is great. I can definitely live here. When you actually get your one, it will obviously just be empty and it wouldn't be... You have to check the floor plans, see what the actual layout will be.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them about the finishes. Like, is it the same finishes, same flooring, stuff like that. And ask them how often it will be cleaned, the building this is, not the flat. If the windows will be cleaned, what the service charge is and how much does it cover?
Right.
So like what exactly is involved in that service charge, and get it in writing.
Okay.
Because they will really try and ramp that up and tell you things were included that weren't included. And this happened to everyone I know.
Okay, okay.
So the first time you set foot in your flat was
after we'd already... So we reserved it in January. We moved in October.
And you, until you stepped foot in it, you'd already bought it by the time you saw it for the first time.
Yeah, you reserve it for like £500, I think. And then you go through the process. Be prepared to wait is the other thing I would say, because they said it was going to be ready in July. Oh no, it's going to be August. Oh no, it's going to be like... And we were quite lucky. I've heard other people waiting for much, much longer.
How much roughly is your service charge?
I think it's about £250 a month.
Okay. It's not a small amount.
It includes building insurance, cleaning, like lighting, the lifts, like all of that. Okay. Again, no surprises.
Right.
If there's a sinking fund in there, so if the roof does cave in, which is very unlikely, obviously, but then we don't have to cover that. It's covered in the sinking fund.
I was just going to say, it's also, if you're thinking, I'm having this, it's also just par for the course for a flat, because if you're in a the building has to have service charge. So I pay the same, about £250 a month.
Is this in cities specifically as well?
Or I think it's any block of a block that each individual, because it's like, so say you own your flat, then it's like, who's in charge of the stairwell?
Of course, yes.
So if it's like
you,
the stairs break, then it's just like everybody arguing, being like, whose stairs are these?
So that's just part of
and it's like the swankier the place, the higher the service charge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So if you're renting, you'll be paying a service charge, but it will just be included in your rent.
Okay, cool.
So if you've got a concierge, it'll probably be more. If you've got a pool, like, and stuff, and a gym, it will be more.
They're like, you're £1,000 a year. And I'm like, for what? And then they said, it's for the sinking fund. I was like, what the hell is that? And they're like, in case we sink. I'm like, okay, I don't want any part of this. But it means that there's this, even if you don't, at the end of every year, a little email comes around being like, this is how much money is in the sinking fund. And it means should the roof cave in or some big crisis happen, it's like, no one has to fork out any money, because every year everyone's been paying their money in to be like, here's the money we've got ready to cover a crisis.
Exactly.
So it's just like any flat will have any,
Okay, I understand.
Another really good piece of advice I got, because you have to wait such a long time. And I said to my mate, Chris, I was like, I don't know whether to be pushy or to be nice. And he was like, be both.
Mm-hmm.
And it was excellent advice.
Wow.
And for life, actually.
Yeah.
Mm. Also for this, because you do need to be, you got to be emailing, you got to be asking questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Everyone in the process just assumes you've bought 11 houses before and know all of the lingo and everything. Yeah. I was not afraid to be like, what does that mean? Can you explain that in layman's terms to me? Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And this is a really stupid question.
Please.
With shared ownership, is it the same in terms of with the mortgage advisor, you basically have someone, it's not a different process to buying a normal flat.
It's exactly the same.
It's just that, and did a mortgage advisor advise that you get a shared ownership? Can you ask a mortgage advisor, what their thoughts are if you're not sure?
I didn't have a mortgage advisor.
Okay.
I think you could speak to a financial advisor about whether it is right for you or not.
Okay.
You can just walk into a bank today and be like, hello, what's the best mortgage you could offer me?
Okay.
And what they'll do is be like, what's your salary? That's me tapping on a calculator.
Right.
Yeah.
They do times five and then they turn the calculator and they're like, that's how much we can offer you.
Okay.
You're like, oh, right. The thing is, if the money isn't there, they can't magic more money. Like my guy I met, his first question was, have you got any assets? And I was like, I don't know. He said, have you got any assets we can leverage? And I was like, yeah, probably. What's an asset? And he said, like a Fabergé egg.
Oh my
it's
God.
No, I haven't got a Fabergé egg we can leverage. Unless you're in a better financial situation, I think the average person probably is better off just not paying that broker fee and just going to the bank.
Okay.
Agreed. Absolutely okay. Agree with that. I think especially for shared ownership, yeah. because it is just an equation. It is your amount of money, I think, times 4.5 okay. is the amount you can borrow, generally. Right.
Okay.
Minus like your things you have to pay out every month, like if you pay for a car or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you're playing with a partner or a friend or whoever, then or however many people are involved, then that obviously adds in.
Yeah. Okay.
Double it up.
Double it up.
Come on.
Double it
take
up.
A lover. Get someone in here.
A lover.
Who's wealthy.
Yeah. A wealthy
Mr.
Lover.
Big.
If they're not earning anything, yeah, it's pointless.
Mr. Big. Only yeah. only wealthy.
Only
lovers.
Mr. Big, not Aiden. But he can build you a house.
Yeah, also I think he's probably quite wealthy, you know.
Aiden. Yeah, probably.
Because he's selling all those tables.
Yeah, yeah. God, he's good at selling tables. He's good at selling. One other thing, when you're looking, really annoyingly, unlike looking for a normal house, you have to do a financial assessment every time you go to a shared ownership property to look at it.
That's incredible.
It's really annoying. It's not like a hard credit check, but I would just say, when you do your first one, put all of your figures and all of the things that you need in a folder. On your computer, on a spreadsheet. And then when you go to do the next one, you just got them there. Because I didn't do that. And it's so annoying.
Why do they make you do that?
I don't know. It's so annoying. Like, and it's for some reason, they're all like slightly different companies. And I think like it's something probably to do with they can get your information and then try and sell you a mortgage afterwards.
That's so crap.
Yeah, you can't just turn up. And be, I think sometimes they have open days, but you usually have to be like, you know, can you afford it? Put in, you know, even like your passport and stuff like that. It's really annoying.
Okay, that is very annoying. That's very good.
Great
good
advice, though. Yeah, thank you very for helping.
Thank you. I wish I'd known. So the last one is the questions to ask.
Yes.
Okay. So the questions to ask. Ask about the land.
Oh, yes. What about the land?
Literally
I say,
ask that question.
Barreling into a 3-bedroom show home.
Is it built?
Is it all velvet like this? And what about the land?
Yeah, exactly. Like, ask about the land.
Okay.
And I mean that in the widest possible sense.
Okay, talk to me.
No, I actually don't know anything more.
Right. Okay. So hang on. Why is that on the list?
The land could be owned by somebody else. The land could be. There's lots of things about the land.
And then you can Google it.
Exactly.
And you go, oh, interesting. It. When they say something, you have no idea. And then you Google it. And then you find out, oh my God, that means that I have to pay more because of. Yeah, I see.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, ask about the land.
is it on marshland, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it on an ancient burial
stuff
ground?
Like that. Is like, how close is it to flooding?
Oh, that's good.
Is it by the river? Is it on an old, are they built on tunnels and it might all just collapse
exactly.
into the tunnels?
Yes.
Exactly.
Land.
Ask okay. about the land. Okay, second question you should ask is, what is the defects period?
D-E-F-E-X?
D-E-F-E-C-T-S. Yeah, so basically, if anything goes wrong in the first couple of years, it's on them because it's a new place.
Brilliant. Nice, brilliant.
Nice. Again, no surprises.
Okay.
There also should be something called a 10-year NHBC. It's not that. Some 4-letter acronym.
HSBC.
Yeah. Warranty period.
Okay.
So because it's a new place, they usually will give you washing machine, fridge, cooker. All of that should be new. When you move in, you can register it. And they should all have a warranty of a couple of years or something. Right. There's also like, if the wall breaks, that's on them,
The wall's broken. Yeah. Okay.
It's stuff like that you don't have to worry about. Fixtures, when can we put them in? So in relation to your decorating question, they, for some reason, and it's like a building-y type thing, maybe you'll know the answer to this, Tessa, they usually say don't paint within the first year because the walls are still like merging with the building.
Okay. Spiritually.
They're like, yeah, like they keep, they're sort of going to move. Like,
oh,
it sort of
creepy.
Settles into itself for a okay. year. So your doors might not, all your doors might be like, oh, that's changing. Like over the first year, like you've got to let it settle a bit. So they might say, please don't put anything into the walls for the first year.
Okay.
Wow.
I have already put loads of
sure.
Yeah. But like, you know, whatever, it's mine.
Yeah.
Do what
yeah.
I want. Oh, and who manages the building?
Oh, that's another question.
So ours is Walthamstow Council, but you know, there are like managing agencies as well,
right.
and social housing agencies. If you Google any of them, and I mean any of them, you will be severely disappointed by the reviews.
Okay.
Expect them not to be very good.
Okay.
They are not. None of these people are good at managing a building.
Right.
Like we haven't had a smoke alarm since we moved in.
Okay.
It's been 2 months.
Okay.
And like that, we reported it before we moved in, like when we went to sit. So like, there is that. There's no surprises, but don't expect things to be fixed immediately.
May I have one more question?
Please.
Say you win the lottery.
Yeah.
Are you allowed just tomorrow to pay it all off and own the whole thing?
Yeah.
And there's no date that says, there's no rules.
I think the only thing is there is maybe an early repayment charge on my mortgage.
On the mortgage,
which wouldn't be
but
much.
But
not to the council. You can buy 100% of it.
So the council
away.
Are just good guys. They're not going to fuck
you
over.
They're more than happy for you to buy their property. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that seems really positive.
Yeah. So you've got the freedom, I would say, to buy it all. And our plan is to try and buy it all or buy most of it, like in a couple of years, if we still like it. The problem is, it's very loud. We're on a main road.
Mm. Right.
Which I don't mind because I'm the youngest of four. I'm used to noise. I like noise. Find it very comforting. Kieran, on the other hand, hates it. Oldest of three,
of course. Hates noise.
Residential Birmingham hates noise.
No, hates noise.
And but wherever you live, like you say, you're going to have noise.
Yeah.
If it's animal noise, if it's an alleyway.
Or the noise of silence, of course, which can be the most stifling sound of all.
Deafening noise of silence.
Wow. as somebody who's self-employed.
Yeah.
And Kieran is employed.
Employed.
Did you get a sense of which is easier?
Oh, definitely employed is.
Do you mean? Sorry.
In terms of mortgages, yeah. Definitely employed.
So shared,
hate self-employed.
So
people.
Shared ownership doesn't. It's not like, oh, it's actually a nice one because they like self-employed people. No, just no one really likes self-employed.
I would
people.
Say it's easier to get a shared ownership mortgage if you're self-employed because you have to borrow less.
Oh, interesting. Okay. But still but less easy than
but
employed.
It's not because it's shadow, simply because it's less money. It's the same.
Being self-employed is a radical act.
Yeah, it's we were lucky. I think like being one employed, one self-employed is quite nice.
Okay.
Because I had money in the bank because, you know, you get paid every year and he gets paid every month. Like, but, you know, neither of us are rolling in it. Like, we definitely don't have a lot of money and it was the right choice for us.
Great.
I mean, it's obviously helpful if you're just two incredibly rich people, but if not, to be one cash pig and one cash cow.
Yes.
Cash pig, piggy bank, that's you, ready to go.
Yeah.
No hard job.
Hard if the cash pig is the self-employed person, though, isn't it? You kind of want the cash pig to be the employed person.
No, you want the cash pig.
It wasn't your cash
pig. No, because
pig.
The cash cow, you wait and then you milk the cash cow.
Yeah, the cash
I've totally
cow.
I've
turned
the cash. Yeah.
The cash cow is taller, that's how you remember.
Understood.
And they're looking ahead to the future. So, people are like, great, the cash cow is here, that's the employed person,
right?
But the piggy bank is just waddling at the back,
right?
Being like, I might never have a job again, but I have got these pounds if that's helpful.
Yeah, I see.
Opposite of what I thought. Yes, it doesn't. Yes,
you think cash cow means like, oh, that's where all the money, but cash cow means it's going to keep going.
If you think of the milk as the money,
the milk is the money.
It's being regenerated.
It's being regenerated, but it's not ready right now. Whereas cash pig, they're like, yeah, I'm in my piggy bank. But once you break me, that's it.
And I'm broken.
That's all we've got now.
And I'm broken.
Physically.
Yeah. Spiritually, I've been broken by the
industry.
You've
taken every penny I have in order to go into this house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's a team option.
God.
But yeah, there is just
one other thing, actually, that I've just remembered is, you know what you get with the shared ownership place, especially in Walthamstow, that you don't get with anywhere else? Outdoor space.
Do you?
We have a balcony, which they call a winter garden.
Oh, I love
it. Wow.
And anywhere else we couldn't have got because you get like half a garden.
Why is it a winter garden? What do you do the rest of the year?
I don't know. I've no idea why they call it that.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
You certainly can't go out there. It's not any warmer than a normal garden. It's freezing. It's so windy.
Yeah.
And all you can hear is the buses going by.
Does it get any sun onto it?
Barely any sun.
That's why.
There's winter garden.
Yeah, maybe that's why. It's got a roof as well.
Winter garden.
Yeah.
I suppose they didn't want to call it like dark garden.
Yeah.
Bleak garden.
Dark sunless garden.
The shadow garden.
Yeah, like that wants. I like, actually.
Oh. Question four. How do you relate to the phrase the shadow garden?
Ryan Gosling.
A, positive, or B, Ryan Gosling.
This has been very informative.
Helped so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I really want to help.
I can see that.
Also feel like I still, despite, I don't want to come across as all knowledgeable.
No. That
because
you
I
haven't.
Don't,
I wouldn't worry about
I say.
What's the land?
My
like,
biggest
everything
fear is
I say,
too
obviously,
knowledgeable.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And I think there are happier people than me that have done all of this and not looked into it as much as I have.
Yes.
Like, there, I think if you want an easy life, you can just not listen to this podcast and just go in and be like, yeah, I think that's fine.
No, sure.
But I can't do that. I'm too anxious about money.
Then you're screwed further down
later
the line.
Down the line. So,
like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Everybody should be learning everything at every stage. Check cladding. Because a friend of mine is basically now just never going to be able to sell hers because
I think anything built, so if it's resale, check cladding. Anything built in the last couple of years, you're fine.
Your cladding's fine.
But yeah, okay, definitely, great. Definitely. Sorry, that's
always
got to
end
one.
On cladding.
Always got to check cladding at the end of every podcast.
Yes, regardless of the topic.
I think the take home, cladding, land, but or generally be like, if anything feels too good to be true, I assume that it is.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to like ask for help from the smartest people you know.
Absolutely.
And you desperately want to be like, I'm a businesswoman, I can do everything on my own. But it's like, get help.
Yeah. Honestly, get someone email in. Me if you want. It comes
email
to the improvised
Lola.
Play
and shout
and
it
ask
out.
Me afterwards.
Shout it out. During.
When people
be
say,
like,
what's
location.
The name of the play? Ask a business question that you need and see if it's addressed within the play.
It's shared ownership improv. That's how it's done. Yeah, it's exactly.
Because that, if, what is improv if not shared
ownership?
Exactly.
Oh my
absolutely,
god,
absolutely, Tessa,
wow, that's
oh god.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I
gotta make
it.
Something you couldn't do by yourself. That's exactly what improv is.
So go and see that on the 5th to the 9th of March 2024
at the Arcola.
Tickets at arcolatheatre.com. It's called The Improvised Play. Thank you so much, Lola, for coming in.
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You
such
so
an
much.
Honour to be on your absolutely. Brilliant podcast.
Do you want to shout out your social media? Because I've forgotten it again.
Yes, it's Twitter is at, sorry, X is at Lola Rose Maxwell.
Oh, it's very easy to do.
And Instagram is at Lola Rose Maxwell. One of the L's is a one.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, both of you. You're so great.
So and go away and research shared ownership and good luck.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.